I'm up here in the gallery where the festival director, Adrian, has asked me to look after items that we've asked people to bring of some import to them. It might be a personal item or something they found or purchased or belonged in their family. And for each one, we've spoken to them about what it is and why it's important to them. And the result is this series of items. It's rotating throughout the week. So people are bringing things in. And as we talk to people, and artists and audience members both bring up items. Lee, the gentleman who is from NASA, gave us a coin that's went into outer space. Another gentleman brought in something that was called the Governor's Ball. In his family, there was a gentleman who, throughout World War II, carried this stone ball with him that was a paperweight. But it looks sort of like an orange, a stone made to be like an orange, and there's no known origin of it. We just know that he carried it throughout the war with him. So we have two things brought in from Robert Twigger. He's here as an explorer. He's leading people on expeditions. He's also written novels and nonfiction books. He brought in a chunk of wood, and what it said about it was, "This is part of an 18th century pot found in a plowed field by Robert Twigger behind a parsonage in Norfolk, where Nelson was born and raised. This pot could have been tossed out by Nelson's mum, or perhaps used by Nelson's bum." There's another. It's a handwritten journal. It says, "This beautifully penned journal was kept by my grandfather during World War I. It contains short poems and pithy sayings written by my grandfather and those with whom he served. Two highlights of the journal are its calligraphy and two stunning ink sketches, one of modern warfare as it was in 1917. My favorite one's here. This is Uncle Fred's evening chocolate cup. Imagine, if you will, a giant, as you can see, giant mug, very beautifully sort of detailed with an orange tree. But it's a giant mug. And it says, "He was larger than life man, with a gargantuan appetites of all kinds. This was the cup he always had his evening chocolate in."